The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hey Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Today, people are saying their goodbyes to Irish folk punk legend Shane McGowan. His funeral is happening in Tipperary in his home county. The Mass in Nenagh is open to everyone. Earlier today, there was a procession through Dublin City to honour Shane McGowan. His fans, his wife, Victoria Mary Clark, are hoping that Fairy Tale of New York will become Christmas number one in a few weeks. The song was first released in 1987, but couldn't beat the Pet Shop Boys to the top spot. In other music news, Michael Stipe, known for the band R.E.M., has finished working on the songs for his first solo album. Fans have been waiting patiently since R.E.M. split in 2011. Stipe, who is now 63 years old, is happy with the tracks and has set a deadline to release the album. Tickets went on sale this morning for Snow Patrol's massive Irish summer gig next year. The indie rock band will play at Tormund Park Stadium on Friday, July the 12th, 2024, and tickets are on sale now. And finally, Beyoncé's concert-style film Renaissance made over £16.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend in the US and Canada. While it's not as much as Taylor Swift's debut for her Eras tour, which made $73 million, it's still the biggest opening weekend in December in 20 years.
Thank you for the update, Sarah, and I do believe you have IMC Cinema tickets once again.
I do. More tickets for you. So yeah, to win those two tickets this week, all I need you to text in and tell me to 083 3010 103 is, what is the most overrated Christmas movie? Now, listen, every year we're like, what's your favourite Christmas movie? No, there's some overrated ones out there. So what is yours?
Now, can I say this is trickier than normal because you were talking about Christmas movies and I give them a bit of a kind of a blank card.
Yeah.
In other words, if they're a bit dodgy, a bit crap, I still give them a big hug. Leave them on the telly because it's Christmas. It's once a year. It's not going to put you up or down.
Yeah.
Well, if it's another genre we're talking, the movie goes off if it's no good.
Okay.
So I'm a bit kind of generous with a crappy Christmas movie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I get you. We've got all these Hallmark ones now, which are a bit... But what I mean is overrated. So for me, there is one Christmas movie I will turn off.
Oh, tell us.
And I think everyone loves it. And I think it's awful. The Snowman.
Oh, The Snowman, right.
Yeah, get it off the TV.
That was on telly. Was it on telly, actually... Sorry, about 2 weeks ago. No, I'm mixing up with Jack Frost.
Yeah, it's not Jack Frost. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Snowman's flying through the air. Overrated. Get off my TV.
Right, okay. So that's it for you. So people, tell us yours.
Yes.
Pick one and you'll go on the draw for IMC Cinema tickets.
They will. And you get Tonight at the Movies for two.
Sarah, we'll have you back roughly about 1:30 in the next hour and you'll be telling us all things...
Oh, streaming. We've got some really good streaming. And there's a Julia Roberts film out on Netflix this weekend, which it looks amazing.
Looking forward to finding out.
Go! The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hey Carl, it's time to see what's coming up on your streaming services and what's hot to watch this week. Firstly, after the huge success of Squid Games The Challenge, there will be a season two. The final episodes are now out for you to watch and to find out who was the winner of that amazing $4.5 million. Sticking with Netflix this week, they are releasing a brand new Julia Roberts-led film called Leave the World Behind. This is an American psychological thriller film written, directed and produced by Sam Ismail. It is based on the 2020 novel of the same name by Rooman Alam. It sees a family's getaway to a luxurious rental home taking an ominous turn when a cyber attack knocks out their devices and two strangers appear at their door. This has been released today and is ready for your weekend viewing. Over on Disney Plus, there is a new take on A Bug's Life coming in early 2024. Inspired by the world of Disney and Pixar's A Bug's Life, the new Disney Plus original series from National Geographic, A Real Bug's Life, is an incredible adventure into nine different micro-bug worlds around the globe. And finally, Reacher is back next week on Amazon Prime. Reacher Season 2 is going to be streamed from December the 15th. Season 2 begins with veteran military police investigator Jack Reacher receives a coded message that the members of his former US Army unit Senate. The 110th MP special investigations are being mysteriously and brutally murdered one by one.
Thank you for that, Sarah. And just looking at some of the entries while you were doing that for, you know, bad movies. Has to be yes. Bad Santa. That's from Ian. Charlie in the Chocolate film, the new one. Rubbish, says Johnny Mullingar. Bridget says Scrooge. Can't stand it.
Yeah, I think that's the Johnny Depp one they're talking about, the Charlie and Chocolate Factory. I get that. It's not as good as Gene Wilder. But I must admit, I am looking forward to the new Wonka film, which is out. And I'll be telling you a little bit more about in our next section, in next hour.
Oh, because the next hour is all about the big screen.
It is, and it's coming out this week. It's out today.
Super. So you're back with cinema, all things cinema, the next hour at half two. And also you'll have the winner's name on a piece of paper.
I will do. But please keep getting them in. Someone said Home Alone. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I know, it's one of those in the middle, isn't it?
I love Home Alone. Home Alone's actually one of my favourites. I'm happy no one said The Muppets Christmas Carol yet, because that's one of my favourites as well.
Is that, like, you like movies anyway with singing and stuff?
Oh, you know I love a musical.
But look, I know.
I love a musical.
That's what you do. We'll have you back in the next hour. We'll also have the winner of those IMC
Absolutely.
Cinema tickets as well. Sarah, thank you.
No problem.
Go! The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hey Carl, here's what's coming to the cinemas this week with thanks to IMC Cinemas. We have four new films hitting the big screen this week. Wonka, The Inseparables, Teddy's Christmas and Please Don't Destroy the Treasures of Foggy Mountain. First, let's start with the most anticipated movie of the Christmas season, Wonka. Screening in all four cinemas, Mullingar, Athlone, Tullamore and Thurles. The story will focus specifically on a young Willy Wonka and how he met the Oompa Loompas on one of his earliest adventures. Second, we have The Inseparables, also screening in all four cinemas. This is a gorgeously animated film where a puppet aspiring to be a hero forms an unlikely alliance with a discarded toy dog, embarking on a sequence of adventures. Despite encountering briefly precarious situations, the film maintains a light and comforting tone throughout. Next is Teddy's Christmas, again screening in all four cinemas. During a visit to the Christmas market in her quaint town, 8-year-old Marianne witnesses an astonishing scene. Atop the carnival game booth's highest shelf, a very cute stuffed teddy bear unexpectedly tilts his head and lets out a sneeze. And lastly, we have Please Don't Destroy, The Treasures of Foggy Mountain. Screening in Mullingar only, it follows three friends that live together. When they realise they don't like their trajectory in life, they set off to find a gold treasure that is rumoured to be buried in the nearby mountain.
Thank you, Sarah, for the update. That is our entertainment rundown for Friday, but we've got some serious business to do. We do have an IMC Cinema Tickets winner, Sarah.
We do, and there's some great movies, isn't there? Some brilliant movies on.
Oh, yeah.
We had loads and loads of people messaging in this one, which Christmas movie is overrated. Now, the one that we picked out from random, I don't overly agree with.
Oh. That's okay.
No, but we picked you out so you can still win. I don't agree that Home Alone is a not a good Christmas film.
Yeah.
It is a great Christmas film. I don't think that it's overrated at all. But, Yvonne, you are absolutely, absolutely...
You're entitled.
Absolutely. And, Yvonne, because of that, you have won the pair of tickets to IMC Cinemas.
That is a smile on your face. Well done. And Sarah, thank you for all three updates today.
Not a problem.
And Sarah's wearing a lovely Christmas jumper as well.
So she's
looking festive. He's kind of a snowman with a hat.
Yeah.
So we're all doing the kind of Christmassy things.
You're festive
today.
Too.
I did. I said I'd change. I did say this earlier. I had the same kind of Christmas jumper that gets worn twice a year. And I had it the last number of years. And I just threw it away during the year to make me get a different one, which we did. So I think I ended up with the same jumper as our old Michael Cannon. I think there's a picture going up on one of the social media stories there, because we've both got the same jumper on, so that should be funny. Sarah, I'll let you go. Thank you.
No problem.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with Maldron Hotel Portlaoise's Christmas Party Night. Sing, sip, savour and repeat with karaoke, cocktails and cuisine. Our festive triple treat. Maldron Hotel Portlaoise.com. Midlands 103.